and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 7th of February, 2008. It's the birthday of the lexicographer who spent more than 30 years compiling half the entries of the Oxford English Dictionary, Sir James Murray, born in Dunholm, Scotland, in 1837. It's the birthday of the poet David Ignatow, born in Brooklyn, 1914, to Russian immigrants. His father loved Russian literature. The boy decided to become a writer, and then the stock market crashed, 1929, and the young man had to go to work in the family binding company. But he continued writing poetry. His father paid for the publication of his first volume of poems, entitled Poems, in 1948. He worked odd jobs, David Ignatow, shoe salesman, shipyard handyman, clerk in a vegetable market, supporting his family, until he was finally able to get teaching jobs at Vassar and Columbia. Wrote many collections of poems, Rescue the Dead, I Have a Name, and others. Once asked in an interview in the Paris Review what would be the worst thing that could happen to him, David Ignatow said, well, losing my job, being out of money. Problems of love, problems of human relationships are secondary. It's the birthday of Sinclair Lewis, born in Sauk Center, Minnesota, in 1885. His mother died when he was six. He never got along with his father, who was the town doctor. The boy felt stifled by Sauk Center, escaped to the East Coast, go to Yale, and then set out on a career as a journalist, traveled through the country, more than 40 states in the United States, and to Europe and South America as well. His first big success, 1920, the novel Main Street, about Carol Kennicott, who rebelled against the little town of Gopher Prairie, Minnesota. Sinclair Lewis, who went on to write Babbitt, Arrowsmith, and many other books, and won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1930. And it's the birthday of Charles Dickens, born in Portsmouth, England, 1812. Had a happy childhood until his father fell so far into debt that he was thrown into debtor's prison. And at the age of 12, young Charles was pulled out of school and put to work in a blacking factory, pasting labels onto bottles of shoe polish, while his younger brothers and sisters lived with the parents in debtor's prison. Charles Dickens, who went on to become a famous and wealthy novelist in Victorian England, Oliver Twist and Nicholas Nickleby, and, of course, A Christmas Carol, but who never forgot what it was like to be poor and used his wealth and influence to oppose capital punishment, to work for prison reform and better public education. Here's a poem for today by David Ignatow, entitled I Close My Eyes. I close my eyes like a good little boy at night in bed, as I was told to do by my mother when she lived. And before bed, I brush my teeth and slip on my pajamas, as I was told, and look forward to tomorrow. I do all things required of me to make me a citizen of sterling worth. I keep a job and come home each evening for dinner. I arrive at the same time on the same train to give my family a sense of order. I obey traffic signals. I am cordial to strangers. I answer my mail promptly. I keep a balanced checking account. Why can't I live forever? Poem by David Ignatow, I Close My Eyes, from Against the Evidence, Selected Poems 1934 to 1994, published by Wesleyan University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Sleep Number bed, the bed that allows personal comfort at the touch of a button. Information at sleepnumber.com. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.